It seems to me that there are three key functions of the commissioner, as I have defined the commissioner anyways. One I had a ton of experience in. One I had a fair amount of experience in. And one I had no experience in. And those three are, one is the understanding of the programmatic. I guess there really are four. The first one is understanding the program. Two is understanding the Washington ways. The congressional hearing process, the White House world, the special interest world. Working with the different associations in town. It's the inside the Beltway player role. There really are four, not three. I think that's fair to say. The third one is public manager and basically a director of activities. And fourth is communicator, public communicator in the sense of media and television and radio. On the first one, I was quite involved with the Social Security reform endeavors back in 83. I had been involved with the Social Security policy issues since I started as a Fed 22 years ago. Had always followed those issues, and not only followed, but basically was actively involved when Bradley was on the Finance Committee and what have you. That followed through both as the Assistant Secretary for Management and Budget, that was overseeing all of HHS, including Social Security, so that was involved with Social Security then, and as OMB, being the Associate Director for Human Resources, meant understanding what was going on in Social Security. A lot of vetting of the big policy issues always took place in my office on Social Security issues. So my knowledge of Social Security, both as a policy area and my own background in social policy, that was, I knew it well, and that helped. Second area would be the Washington scene. That's the area where I've had probably the, clearly that's where I spent my entire life. So knowing that world is helpful. And, you know, over time, I think that is one of the major assets that I've actually been able to bring to the organization is the ability to be able to figure out how to maneuver the agency through the minefields. You know, I like to talk about sailing between Scylla and Charybdis. The minefields of the Washington world. So I had plenty of experience over two decades in that one. Third one, Secretary of Management Budget and then OMB, it was program management activities. So I had a strong management background from those years. But I must say that this is an area where, as commissioner, for the last 2 to 3 years, it's realized that there is a difference between public management and leadership. And to me, the thing that I've tried hard to do and realized that I did not have was experience in or history and was leading an organization, which is, I think, is I found very, very different from classic public management activities. Public management activities is resource allocations and human resource allocations and you know, setting gift for targets and what have you, which was my history in terms of public management activities. But really, leadership is how do you steer people, how do you move an organization forward, how do you create change within an organization that's best for organizations. So I found out that management area is actually two things, and one I had a pretty strong history in, and the other I didn't, and I spent a fair amount of time on the second one, as I think you know. And then lastly, the public communicator side, which I had zero experience in. I spent 23 years as a behind-the-scenes power person, manager, player, always behind the scenes, and had never done any of the public side, and so that's the area where I had to spend a lot of time in the beginning to learn how to communicate. And you know, I still only give myself B minuses in that front, but I think I've improved quite a bit in the last 3 years.